All right, take your Bibles, please. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. What a great song.
Yeah.
Hadn't heard that song in many, many, many years, and I actually found it to be a pretty emotional experience. Maybe you did as well. But I thought it'd be so wonderful to look at some great verses that continue to remind us to keep our eyes on things not seen, things eternal. They're written throughout the scriptures. And though I thought we'd start in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, I'll be reading out of the King James Version, in where it says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Now, do either one of you have a different version?
Yeah, I have the...
Can you read that?
The King James. "While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal."
That's great. Perfect. Yeah, one of the other translations said, "For we are looking all the time, not at the visible things, but at the invisible. The visible things are transitory. It is the invisible things that are really permanent." And I think that's one of our great challenges in life as believers, is to maybe not see so much of what we're looking at in the senses world. Yeah, it's there. Definitely facts back it up and verify it. And it's not as if things aren't going on around us. But I think the point is that we keep our eyes focused on things above, like it would say in Colossians chapter 3. Why don't we review that just a quick moment? Colossians chapter 3. What a great subject matter to be able to... What does your say there, Vicki? Do you have it right in front of you?
Chapter 3 what?
3:1.
3:1?
3:1 through 4.
"If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory."
And the New International Version says, "If you are then risen with Christ, reach out for the highest gifts of heaven, where your master reigns in power. Give your heart to the heavenly things, not to the passing things of earth. For as far as this world is concerned, you are already dead, and your true life is a hidden one in Christ. One day, Christ, the secret center of our lives, will show himself openly, and you will all share in that magnificent embodiment," or that, what does that word say, magnificent, at the very end of yours?
The very end of mine says, "And when Christ, who is our life, appears,"
yeah,
"then you also will appear with him in glory."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's something to just sit back and take a deep breath about. And, you know, there's so many reminders in God's Word for us to not just focus on the things that we're dealing with, the tasks of everyday life, but the things that are eternal. And yet, you know what? As life would have it, we do get burdened down at times with various things, stresses, pressures, illness, sickness, finance, a lot of different things like that. And we have Christ in us, and so there's some really great encouragement in God's Word in Hebrews chapter 12. And previously in chapter 11, it talks about all these believers who just stood through all sorts of unique trials and temptations. And yet, here we are today. You know, our battle is spiritual. In the Old Testament, it was more of a physical conflict with an enemy you could actually see. You know, that's a tricky thing about our contest that we're involved in. You can't see the enemy, but he's there. He's there all the time. And so we have to, you know, gird up the loins of our mind, and we have to be have a certain amount of awareness. I mean, God covers in many situations where we've just been taken advantage of, right? But here, listen to this in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let's lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily ensnare us. You know the word sin, it just means missing the mark. Mm-hmm. I don't want to demean the word sin, but it means missing the mark. To strive for something that you can never really attain to. And that's where Jesus came in. Mm-hmm. You know, we were guilty and condemned to death, and we were just about to walk into the execution chamber, and he stepped in there and said, I'll stand in there for him. Mm-hmm. The sin which does so easily ensnare us, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. That is an absolutely incredible reality, that Jesus was able to go to the cross, endure the pain, the torture, and the suffering of what he accomplished because of what? The joy that was set before him. God must have worked seriously to show Jesus some amazing things, to give him the strength and the endurance and the wherewithal to endure what he did. But he did it lovingly. He did it because he chose to do it. And we have the realities of what he has accomplished on our behalf, which puts us in such a beautiful, beautiful environment. And last Sunday, locally here in our fellowship, one of the believer gentlemen who taught, Fred Goff, taught on a verse in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And let's look at that real quick. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. A lot of you know it from by heart. 2 Timothy 1, 7. Why don't you tell us what that says, Mike?
Yeah. Well, I have it in the New International Version.
Sure.
For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline.
Oh, beautiful. The New King James says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and what?
Sound mind.
Yes. Boy, what a beautiful promise, huh? Mm-hmm. God has not given us a spirit of fear. This world is full of fear. Everywhere you turn, fear, 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 fear. But that's not who we are. He's not given us that kind of spirit. He's given us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit that encapsulates and incorporates a sound mind. What does your say?
That's exactly what it said.
About love, power, love, and a sound mind. Yeah. You know, I love that because we'll take a look here in 1 John chapter 4. Because to reiterate a point that the Bible makes so clearly, fear has what? Torment. Torment. You ever been tormented?
Yep.
You ever feel like you've been tormented? Where things are just not happening. Things are just not working out. And some type of something is just racking and ruining your mental state and emotional state at times. Anyway, let's read this verse, 4:18. I believe I'm still reading from the New King James. There is no fear in love, but perfect love does what? Cast out fear. Because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Again, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 4:18, where it says, "Why we look at the things that are not seen, but we look at the things which are what? Eternal. Those eternal realities. Power, love, a sound mind. Looking at those things that Christ has given us. Since you've been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners in your mind, lest you be weary and faint in your mind." You may feel like that mentally, physically, emotionally, and in every other way. But you know what? It's Christ in you. And in Philippians 4:13, it says, "I can do all things through Christ who infuses inner strength into me." So you may feel like a weakling, but spiritually, you're a giant. Spiritually, you're a superhero. You are really a more than conqueror. See, all these things are promoted in the world as people who have great strength, a lot of muscles, a lot of intellect, a lot of whatevers. You know what? Who the real giants are, truly? That would be you and myself. That would be you and myself. Spiritually, if they gave out T-shirts, your T-shirt would have a big S on it for super conqueror. Maybe a superhero too. So I congratulate you. I compliment you. I stand together with you as well as these believers here together with me for the stand that you've taken and for who you are, who you've been made to be in Christ. Yeah, we have weaknesses. Yeah, we have failures. Yeah, we have all these blah, blah, blah things. But you know, that's not what God sees. God sees victory. God sees champions. God sees conquerors. God is just like the greatest cheerleader behind us saying, just get out there. Just believe it. Just walk in the fullness of it. Because I'm right here, and I'm going to be loving you through it all. So let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians 4:18, I believe it was.
There it is.
Yep. Let's see. Oh, yeah. "While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are what? Not seen." What? You're telling me to look at something that's not seen? How do you do that? You know, you do it with spiritual eyes. "For the things which are seen are temporary." They're going. They're gone. "But the things which are not seen, they're going to last forever." They're eternal. They're going to keep on going and going and going far beyond the Energizer Bunny. Those are the eternal realities which we're really thankful and really blessed to be able to hold fast to in our hearts as we walk and talk with God. Amen?
Amen.
So God bless you guys. Love you. We're going to close with a song here. Then I'll get a couple of folks to manifest, and we'll move forward as champions.
When he told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, you'll never be enough. Fear me is a liar. would take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire. When he told you you were trouble, you'll forever be alone. When he told you you should run away, you'd never find a home. When he told you you were dirty, should be ashamed. When he told you you could be the one, the grace can never change. Oh, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your let your fire fall, cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, your love's all I fear. Let your fire fall, cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, your love's all I fear. Let your fire. Fear, he is a liar.